starting to go out and about. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. I hope you're feeling better. We didn't do a show last week. You were a bit under the weather, non-corona related. But exactly. You're doing better today?
Yes, better today. Thank you very much.
You got all dressed up, gussied up for me. I can see on camera. You're even wearing lipstick.
I am, which is very rare. But I have to admit that's also because I just went to my first social distancing driveway birthday get-together of only four people.
Uh-huh.
Because we're following rules and we were sitting 10 feet apart.
Right.
In our lawn chairs, but it's my friend's birthday today, so I actually put the lipstick on for her, but I figured, you know, you wouldn't mind it either.
So wait a second. You were in lawn chairs, so were you lounging? Mm-hmm. Four of you just lounging
there? The sit kind.
Okay.
Not a lot, yeah.
And how did you know you were exactly 10 feet apart? Do you bring a tape measure with you, or do you lie down on the ground twice, or what
do you do?
But
I feel like I'm a good eyeballer.
Do you?
Most people only feel like they need to be about 4 feet apart.
Right.
No one's really doing the full six. I give myself extra. You know, I'm a little paranoid to begin with about all of the germs. So I give myself 10.
So were you was it like a weird shape with the four of you, with you as an outlier and everybody else, the three of them sort of closer together? So it was a weird kind of, I don't know, what kind of rhombus type shape.
They were there when I got there, and they were about 4 feet apart. And then rhombus is probably right, or quadrilateral or something like
that. I'm not even going to say.
It was like a diamond. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say diamond or sort of a phallic-shaped thing, if there were three on the bottom and one on top, and you just connect it that way. But, you know, that's
someone's mind goes there, sure.
That's the way my mind always goes. You should know that by now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who the other three were, so I don't know if my mind's going there at this point. So you're not apocalyptic? You're not depressed?
I'm not apocalyptic or depressed today. I was a bit last week in between our show and now, but I've tried to get myself together.
So was this the first time you went out at this point that you've seen another human being besides your family? I mean, besides walks.
Twice I saw neighbors in their driveway. We sat in my neighbor's driveway two other times. So this would have been my third time, but it was my first time seeing her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her actual birthday today, you know, so I'm glad that, like, she didn't have to just sit alone in her house. We only sat for 2 hours. I mean, can you believe this is the height of our lives now? Like, you're so excited to sit for 2 hours in somebody's driveway. It's like when we were growing up, like the 70s and 80s, you would just sit outside. That was the height of excitement then. We're sort of back to that.
Right.
Simple times.
So did anybody have the fire hydrant going also in the background if it was going to be a complete 70s, 80s type scene?
No.
Were there any wood panel station wagons?
Or any kind of motif. It is a little weird in these times, the making do, you know? So I gave her a thank you card for her birthday and wrote a little note in it. And that was that. But, like, you know, that's it. I mean, what does anybody do now? They all do these drive-by parades. She wasn't looking to have a parade.
Because,
you know,
I hate those things.
She's 51. She's not 10. Yeah, my son just turned 16 last week, you know, and I was asking him the week before, so what can we do for your birthday? What do you want for your birthday? And he goes, I don't really want anything. He goes, I can tell you what I don't want. And I said, what? And he goes, I don't want you to put up a sign that says, honk, it's Max's birthday. And it made me think of you, actually. That's something he would say. And I was like, oh, I think that's cute when people do that. He goes, Mom, I don't like annoying sounds, like, one at a time. So why would I invite people to make annoying sounds all day long and drive by my house? He's like, that would not make my birthday happy. It would just annoy me.
That's a kid after my own heart. Annoying sounds. I hate them.
Young curmudgeon like you.
Exactly.
So,
it's perfect.
But this wasn't the one who has the misophonia. This is the other one. So, yeah. So he said, that's what he doesn't want. I go, okay. So if we don't do that, I go, do you want me to organize one of those car parades? And he was like, no. But he's 16, you know, so I guess I'm like, who are those car parades good for? I guess under 10, it's cute, right?
You know you want a car parade for your birthday.
My birthday's in August, and I thought we could still be close to this situation. And I thought, would I want a car parade?
You want a car parade.
I really don't think I do, but I see people writing online that not only was their birthday decent, considering it was a corona birthday, I see people saying it's actually the best birthday they ever had.
And
when I see that, I'm like, it just reminds me how atypical I feel in society, because I'm like, I haven't had a birthday. But when I read it, this is even before my son's birthday, I think to myself, like, what's wrong with me? Because I don't think I could ever end up saying that was the best birthday I ever had because people drove by my house with signs. Ugh. But I see people saying it and I think, I want to be that person that thinks this is the best birthday I ever had stuck in my house with people driving by.
These are the same people who yesterday posted all over Facebook, "May the fourth be with you" for Star Wars. Those are the same type of people. Is that the type of person you want to be?
You're very anti those people. I'm never a "May the fourth be with you." I never got crazy with Star Wars, although my youngest son really liked it. So I try to think all those people are like grown up versions of him. And I guess, you know, if you're really into it.
No, but those are the same people who are writing, "This is the greatest birthday I ever had," with a car parade of people driving by and honking and waving at me while I sat in my house by myself, worrying that I'm going to catch the coronavirus.
The majority of the world seems to think that's the best birthday they ever had. Oh. And I don't know what's wrong with us. We must be excitementaholics. Because
I can tell you something. Having a parade drive by is certainly not the best birthday I will ever have. I can name quite a few that were way, way better than that.
I remember my 25th birthday party in the city at the supper club, and that was super fun in Manhattan. Right. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I can think of a few that were really good. And
I remember my 18th birthday.
Even my 18th birthday was really good with my high school friends.
I remember my 40th birthday.
Backyard. My 40th was nice. It was a bunch of women. It was nice.
My
40th surprise party.
Was great.
My 50th that I just had, I didn't really do much, but my sister-in-law visited and that was fun.
Right.
And we had a fun weekend, but I didn't really do a party. But I will say that was certainly better, staying at the Ritz-Carlton and going to the spa and eating yummy food and having, you know, then. So when... Before I noticed people saying it's the best birthday they ever had, I don't know if I should even admit to this because I thought about writing it on Facebook like 10 times and stopped myself from writing it because I don't want to sound like such a miserable fuck. Can I say fuck today?
You can. We're okay. Corona. We're in Corona time.
I don't want to sound like a miserable bitch and I don't want to make the people feel badly, which is everyone I know. So you might have to edit this out. But when I started seeing that over and over, I found myself getting angry reading it. And I wanted to write, wow, I thought I've had some shitty birthdays before. But I see all these people saying this is Corona birthday is the best birthday they've ever had. And I realize, you know, other people must have had some shitty birthdays too. If that's the best birthday you ever had, like what were your other birthdays? Were you held hostage by terrorists?
Right. It's unbelievable.
Were you stuck in David Koresh's Waco compound? I just watched the Netflix.
Did you?
Yeah. It was
it's really sort of like we're in a stuck in a compound now, except we're not being – is that the Kool-Aid one or is that not – oh, no, that's Jamestown.
Right. That's the guy who said he was the Messiah, so he had 15 babies with 17 different women.
Wait a second. He had 15 babies with 17 – the math doesn't add up. He had 15 babies with 17 women. Did he have 17 babies with 15 women?
Now I'll have to look it up, but it was
because if he had 15 babies with 17 women, there are two women who didn't have babies.
I think that's what it ultimately said. He had, you know, relationships with that many women, and I think 15 of them mothered children for him, right? But some of the women were not women; they were what they try to call in the movie young women, which we all know that means children.
They were children
at the age of 11 and 12. Well, it's a poor, important distinction, Paul. So anyway, I watched that on Netflix. My son got really into it.
Wow. You know, you really know how to make things even worse during the corona, watching stuff like that. It's crazy.
The driveway thing I was just at, some of them watched it too, and her 17-year-old or 18-year-old daughter watched it too. So I think it's a big new Netflix thing. Right. Wait, I'm trying to find out about the women, the David Koresh. You know,
so how did that one – is that the one that they firebombed at the end, David Koresh?
Right. So they had a big shootout at the OK Corral.
Right.
And then they were supposed to come out and they didn't come out. And then, yeah, they sent tear gas. And it's debatable who lit the fires. I had to revisit the story. Honestly, I worked at NBC News.
Who let the dogs out?
And I had to revisit the story because I was like, I don't remember who set the fire. And then there's debate. Some say the FBI set the fire, and others say that there was recordings of them talking about setting fires from within. But here's the problem. The movie was made from the point of view of one of the guys who was like one of the followers for 18 months. So it made David Koresh just seem like kind of a nice, kooky, religious guy who sometimes had sex with girls that were too young and, you know, had babies with lots of people. Like, no other men there were allowed to have sex. They would have the men get married. He would choose who married who. They weren't allowed to have sex with their wife. Then he would have sex with their wife, who was sometimes 14, 12, 11.
How fucking stupid do you have to be to join one? I mean, how ridiculously stupid.
That's what I said to we're watching it. Like, yeah, it's bad enough to be the crazy guy who thinks you're the next coming of Christ. Right. Like, he was really crazy. You know, my son even said, my 16-year-old.
But at least he was getting laid by everyone.
He goes, he was crazy. Oh, but he made a big point that, and they showed it in the movie, he was not allowed to enjoy the sex. Because he felt that sex was only for him to procreate these little mini messiahs.
Right.
So they even show a scene where he's having sex with one of his 17 wives and he's like, he pulls out because he's like, I was enjoying it. I have to. And she goes, well, surely if God wanted you, you know, God made you to enjoy it. He didn't want you. She's like, no, he's like, no, I can't. If I'm enjoying it, I have to stop. Wow. I mean, the guy was nuts. But then imagine you've got 80 people following you. Well, 20 of them were kids. So they were hostage. But 60 people follow one nutty guy. I was saying that to my son. I'm like, how bad does your life have to be, you know, and how desperate do you have to be for something to belong to and someone to follow? You know, I told you I need leadership. I need someone to tell me what to do. I would like that. That would help me. But obviously, I don't need it as badly as those people, because those people have that need that I have, and they actually go, I'm going to find someone who's going to tell me exactly what to do.
Maybe we should start our own cult. How about that?
You know, that's a great business idea.
We could lure people in to the salad chocolate bar restaurant, and it's actually a front for our new cult.
You know what?
How about that?
Because we haven't talked about any really good business things we've come up with since Corona. Yes, let's start a cult. Let's call it the Community News Cult.
Perfect. Even better.
The Community News Cult. Okay.
I'm sure we can get a few members right off the bat.
But I have to say, like, since I said I need a little leadership, I think I'm going to let you be the sort of messiah, you know, or like if it was Jamestown, Guyana, you're the guy telling them to drink Kool-Aid. You could be, and it always has to be a guy. Because all cults are misogynistic, like, asshole guys.
So you'll be my right-hand person to enforce things and let me know when things aren't going right.
Like all these wacky ladies in every movie of every cult that just is like, she said, you think I want my husband sleeping with other women? But God has decreed it.
Exactly. So, perfect.
You know, I'll even be like, better. You think I want Paul doing all this crazy stuff? But God has spoken.
That's what I like to hear.
And I bet. It's a good time to recruit cult members, really, when you think about it, because we're all stuck in our houses. We're all bored. Everyone's looking to connect.
I'm going to spend the next week formulating the rules and missions of our cult. How about that? Is that good?
How are we going to monetize the cult? Are we going to be like Scientology where they have to take certain classes?
It'll all be laid out. Don't you worry. Okay. You're just there to enforce and make sure.
Monetizing it. Make sure either there's like an entrance fee to join the cult, or that, you know, I know with Scientology, they audit classes, right, and that means pay for classes, like $1,000. Yeah, figure it out, because I want to monetize this shit. I don't want to have all these annoying people stuck in a compound with me just annoying the fuck out of me.
I get to sleep with them, money. And you're just going to be annoyed by them. Okay, that sounds perfect.
I get to just, like, say, Paul is in charge when they complain. I get to say things like, well, Paul is the Messiah. That's what God has spoken.
Even better. And on that note, I think this is a perfect ending for Community
News. We didn't even know we were going to talk about this. It just became our show.
And
I like Paul as the Messiah.
Right. I'm just going to sign off. This is the Messiah, Paul.
And this is cult follower Sasha.
Cult follower Sasha. We will have all our rules next Tuesday. Sound good?
Okay. See you next Tuesday, community. And get psyched. If you want to join our cult, we're going to lay it all out for you next week.
Take care, everyone.
Okay, we love you, community.
Bye.